Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you're not submitting to God, what would you be doing with God? You'd be rebelling, right? I mean, if He says, do this, and you say, nuh-uh, I don't want to do that. No, I don't care. I'm not going to do it. So what are you doing now? You're rebelling. But you're also yielding. You are submitting. To who? You're submitting to the one that is tempting you. Right? The enemy. Well, if you're submitting to the enemy, how does it work for you to just stand up and say, no, no, you got to submit to me, devil? He said, well, you are just submitting to me. Right? Do you see this? No. If you're submitting to him, you are not in the place or the position to resist him and him flee from you. That's why first it says you must what? Submit yourself to God. Then you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Now go with me, if you would please, to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Are you believing God with me tonight? You know, I come to service. Sometimes I think, man, why'd you study so much? Because you got all these notes and all these things. You can't possibly cover it all. But the Lord helps us, right? And you're believing with me, right? That we won't go too short. Are you concerned that we might go too short? And that we won't go too long, right? But we'll do what? Just right. Just right. And that's all of us together are a part of this, believing for this. In Matthew 8, you see a perfect example of the principle that we're looking at. Matthew 8. In Matthew 8 and verse 5, Matthew 8, 5, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. So he had physical problems and he was in a really bad way. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. How many understand that Jesus never said, I won't? Never. He never said, I won't heal. He never said, it's not my will. He never said, it's not for you. He never said, not now. Never. It's only people in their religious tradition that have created these doctrines because they failed to get results. Did you hear me? No, what did the Lord always say? I will. I will. Be thou healed. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Now, we spent a session a few weeks ago about how we rule. The Bible says that Jesus is the King of Kings, and there are numerous places in the New Testament that refer to us as kings. We're the kings he's king of. And how do kings reign? They reign with their words, right? King wants a ditch dug, he doesn't have to look for a shovel. Right? He doesn't have to pick up a shovel. How can he get a ditch dug? Just say it. Just say, let the ditch be dug. And somebody runs for a shovel. Is that right? Well, that's how we're supposed to rule and reign in life, is by words of faith, words exercised in authority of Jesus' name. Now, he said, if you will just speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. Not might be, not will see. He said, if you'll just say it, it'll happen. And he said, now he tells us now why he says this. For I am a man, what? Under authority. What does that mean? I have superiors over me, superiors in rank. And I know how to take orders. And he said, I also have soldiers under me. He has people that are under him in rank. And I say to this man, go, and what happens? Not sometimes he goes and sometimes he don't. No. See, the Roman army is one of the most highly disciplined in the world. And I mean, when your commanding officer told you to go, you didn't even think about not going. You didn't have a discussion about going. Right? What'd you do? You're gone. Right? Go. He said, I tell this man under me, go. And what happens? He goes. And to another, come here. And what happens? He's there. I tell my servant. Now remember, who was it that was sick? It was his servant. I tell my servant, do this. And what happens? It happens. You know, we live in such a loose, lax society where people's words don't mean anything. And we are, I know, you know, sometimes it doesn't, we're not seeing it as clearly, but we were in large measure damaged as a people by the rebellion of the 60s and 70s. Did you hear me? A lot of times we don't realize it because, you know, you don't see the whole picture, but we lost some stuff big time as a people. And so much of it has not been regained. More has been lost. People don't understand respect. They don't understand honor. And the problem is, the way you are with people is how you are with God. You cannot separate it. You can't say, well, no, I love God and I submit to God, but not to any man. Don't work that way. I said, it doesn't work that way. Oh, I love God with all my heart, but I can't stand being around people. Now, what does the Bible say? If you don't love your brother and you say you love God, you're a liar. Is that what 1 John says? Well, see, that is true concerning thing after thing after thing after thing. You show me somebody that loves God, I'll show you somebody that loves people. Right? You show me somebody that's respectful to God, I'll show you somebody that's respectful to people. You show me somebody that's sold out to God and submits to God, I'll show you somebody that knows how to be loyal and submit to people. Now, folks don't like it to be that way, but that's how it is. And people like to think, well, nobody really knows about my relationship with the Lord. We can see a whole lot of it. We can see a whole lot of where you are with God. No, we don't know your heart, but your life comes out of your heart. What you do and what you don't do. In fact, I was doing a study here recently on the word serve. The Lord's led us to have service teams. And those words are significant. Going through the scripture again on it, I'm seeing so many times the same word is translated worship. Worship. People have a very limited idea of what worship is. You know, like for instance in Romans, it talks about presenting your body a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable. That same word's translated worship. And when we talk about I worship God, that's not just for a few minutes standing in the church with your hands up. You worship God in your service to God every day and every night. So these service teams are really worship teams. But it's not just standing singing. We got to get our minds renewed, don't we? How do we know you love God with all your heart? You can see it. It comes out. You lay down your life for people. Right? If you love God, you love His kids. You know what 1 John said? You love God, you love His kids. And you submit to God, you submit to people. Now, do you understand where we come from on this? Is if you don't submit to God, then how are you going to rule and reign in life? It's not going to work. If you're submitting to the enemy, you can't turn around and say, okay, you got to submit to me. Well, you were just yielding to him. How's this work? How do we know who's submitting to who when? No, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. And this man, you got to understand, he did not see Jesus as the Son of God. Very few people had any inclination that he was the Son of God. If you read the scripture, it says some people said about him, he was a good man. Others said, no, he's deceiving the people. Some said he's a prophet. Some said he's got a devil. It's talking about Jesus. So at best, he saw him as a prophet. But he believed he was anointed of God, sent of God, and him being a man who understands structure of authority, he respected that, didn't he? And he told him, he said, you don't have to come to my house. You don't have to lay hands on this boy if you will give the word. Because I understand orders. He's a career soldier. He understands. He's a centurion. You don't get to be a centurion by being a slacker. He's a leader in the Roman military. He said, when my superiors tell me something, it's done. When I tell my people under me something, it's done. And if you'll just tell this sickness to leave town, it'll be done. He's acknowledging you have authority. I believe it. You have authority over sickness and disease. And all you got to do is give the word. And look at what Jesus said. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Now, how many understand it takes something for Jesus to go, wow. How many understand not just anything is going to impress Jesus. But he turns around and goes, wow. And he tells his staff, now I don't know how blessed they were by it. But he tells them, he says, you know, I haven't found this great a faith in the whole nation. Well, his disciples were in the nation too. Right? All of his stuff. So people so many times try to make faith too hard. It's simple. You don't have to know every scripture to have faith. You don't have to pray night and day to have faith. But what you do have to have is some respect for God. You've got to have some respect and honor for his word. And when he tells you something, you don't go, yeah, but Jesus, I know that's what you said. But then it feels like this, and they said this, and so and so. See, no respect. And that's why people don't receive. When the Lord tells you that all your needs will be met, but you go ahead and cry and worry and pace the floor all week, it's because you don't respect him. And lack of respect equals lack of faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Authority of Place, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001H. That's R-1001H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.